Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, December 5th, 2007. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and this morning we prepared this message here in a little cabin in Virginia, and with us we're using our laptop, and we noted we've had some problems with the sound quality using the laptop. We hope we've done the best we can here. Today's message is titled, Garments of Skin. Listen to the scripture text as Brooksine reads it from Genesis 3, verse 21.
The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them.
We're spending a couple of days in the wilderness cabin in Virginia near Charlottesville. There are a lot of horses, and it's a beautiful sight to see them peacefully graze in the open field. In fact, this morning I have a photo up of the horses grazing. I noticed when we arrived Monday that due to the cold weather, several had a covering over their back, but most did not. I took the photo today during a long walk that we took yesterday afternoon, and apparently it was warm enough that none of the horses needed the clothing. Well, as we prepare the message right now, it's snowing outside of our cabin, and we hope we're able to get to town in a few minutes to get this off through the wireless internet connection at Panera Bread.
The very first immediate consequence of the fall was that Adam and Eve became cognizant of their own nakedness and need for a covering. The Bible describes their pre-fallen condition as naked and not ashamed.
An easily observable condition to this day is the natural and unashamed nakedness in the animal kingdom. If animals are clothed, it's due to a novelty for humans, such as putting sweaters on dogs, or perhaps an assumption that they need additional warmth in severe climates. Even the higher quote-unquote animals, those the evolutionists claim are more related to us, do not clothe themselves. The need to clothe and the ability to do so is distinctively human and goes back to the consequences of the fall.
At the very moment of Adam's transgression, and interestingly not Eve's here, as mentioned, their eyes were, quote, opened, and they realized they were naked, unquote. They crudely sewed fig leaves together to make coverings and sought to hide from God. But God initiated the search, and the very first words from God to fallen Adam were, "Where are you?" God proceeded to pronounce judgment for their disobedience.
But God also acted redemptively. Consider the provision in the daily text, and we'll read it again. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them.
Where did the skin come from? Up to this point, there had been no death in the garden. Surely an animal or animals were slain to provide these skins. It sure wasn't roadkill. Blood was shed. Well, we've considered that it was likely a lamb, but that's not specified.
The two verbs are so rich in meaning. God made and God clothed. What a wonderful type of a provision that was to come for all mankind. Isaiah proclaimed, and so can we today.
I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness.
Well, let's fast forward to the birth of Christ, when the Almighty God became the supreme articulation of deity to all mankind. Charles Wesley, in his very first published hymn text, reveals God's greatest gift to the world in the following words.
Clothed in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, raised as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel.
Well, among the poignant wonders of the incarnation is that Mary wrapped the newborn Jesus, God in flesh, wrapped him in clothes, and placed him in a manger.
Let's pray. Father, my soul rejoices in the wondrous gift of your Son, Jesus, who descended from the sinless atmosphere of heaven and clothed himself in the garment of humankind. Prior to this marvelous undertaking, you spoke to us through the prophets who revealed only a partial and preparatory revelation of the triune God. But the perfect revelation of who you are is revealed in the person of Jesus Christ, which is made understandable in human terms. For the Son is the radiance of your glory and the exact representation of your being. As we have come to know Jesus, the Son of Man, we also know you, Father, because your character and power are revealed in the life and works of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for mercifully adopting us as your children and clothing us in robes of righteousness. For without this clothing, we cannot enter heaven. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. Again, we're preparing the message from a small cabin in central Virginia near the mountains. We're here for a couple of days, and we are not able to get on the internet from where we're preparing the message. And it's beginning to snow a bit heavy outside, so we hope we can get to town and get to Panera Bread or somewhere with internet access to get this message off. Well, we have a number of photos on the website today, mostly of our... Well, they're all of our experience down here in central Virginia, if you'd like to look. It's probably a little bit early to get a snow photo, but I expect to have one up tomorrow. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We don't have any additional music to share today since I find the music on the web and we can't get on the web to do the searching. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord and be encouraged and continue to praise Him for His wonderful gifts to us.